Many large cities this year have seen an increase in the number of homeless families seeking shelter. A record 33,000 people are in New York City's shelter system this summer, and half of them are children. The recent surge in homeless families has overwhelmed service providers in New York and prompted the city to open its newest family shelter this week in a former jail. From New York, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Jason Eric Wilson grew up in a middle-class section of Brooklyn. Tuesday, at the age of 16, he was laid out in a silk-lined coffin after he'd killed himself in a homeless shelter in Harlem. Wilson, his younger sister, and his father were evicted last year from an apartment they'd lived in for more than a decade. After months of staying with friends and relatives, the Wilsons ended up last month sleeping on the floor of the city's homeless intake center in the Bronx. Jason Eric had a history of mental illness. Family members say he was afraid to return to the overcrowded intake center. Standing by his son's open coffin on Tuesday, Eric Wilson chose to remember his son from the days before they lost their home.
He taught me to listen. I love to talk. Listening was probably one of the most difficult lessons I ever learned in life, and he taught me well.
Betsy Gottbaum is the public advocate for New York City. Leaving the funeral, Gottbaum said the city's homeless service system failed Jason Eric Wilson. In his final days, the family was also turned down for food stamps. The father told Gottbaum because he couldn't prove he had custody of the two children.
He was denied the food stamps, and that's when he had to, he walked from Manhattan to Brooklyn, he walked to Junior's. He went into Junior's and he asked the manager if the manager would give him something to eat for the children, and the manager gave him hamburgers and french fries for them. I mean, and he said to me that, and this is going to make me cry, he said it was the last act of kindness my son got. It's just a horrible story.
The number of families housed in the New York City shelter system grew by 25% last year. Advocates for the homeless say the system has never been easy for homeless families. With the downturn in the economy, it's gotten even worse. People are staying in the shelter system longer, and more people are seeking shelter as low-wage workers, welfare recipients, and the unemployed find themselves priced out of New York's buoyant real estate market. The city's emergency assistance unit is where all homeless families in the city first apply for shelter. Parents dragging bags of belongings and bleary-eyed children spill from the building at all hours of the day and night. Inside, city officials, unable to keep pace with the jump in applicants this summer, started having families sleep in violation of a court order on benches and the floor.
They got the kids sleeping on the floors and it's nasty. I mean, the floors in there look like the floors out here. It's nasty.
Greg Rowland is standing outside the emergency assistance unit. His one-year-old twins are in the stroller in front of him. His three-year-old daughter, Imani, races around on the sidewalk.
All of us has been sleeping on the floor. We've been here for about 7-8 days now. You know, we haven't been placed yet, and it really doesn't make any sense.
To ease the overcrowding at the emergency assistance unit, the city this week opened a new shelter in what used to be the Bronx House of Detention for Men. Cots have been set up in common areas of the imposing six-story jail. While children aren't sleeping in cells, razor wire still rings the building, and there are thick steel bars on the windows. Steve Banks with the Legal Aid Society sought a court order last month to force the city to find beds for all homeless families. Banks says the current situation is unacceptable.
These are very vulnerable children and families, and it's no way to treat them to leave them to sleep on the floor of an office or then to put them in a prison.
On Sunday, families started arriving at the old jail. It's now called the River Avenue Annex, although the sign out front still says Bronx Detention Complex. Mayor Michael Bloomberg defends using the building.
Yes, it was a jail, but it is in dormitory style with some partitions to give family members some privacy, safe and much more humane than anything we've been able to provide before.
Late Wednesday night, in a setback for the mayor, city officials announced that flaking lead paint had been found in the structure, and children under six would no longer be sent there. Linda Gibbs, the city commissioner of the Department of Homeless Services, says her agency is working diligently to address the needs of homeless families.
We really have to focus on ensuring that people who are homeless have better access to permanent housing, and we have to focus on the causes of homelessness and ensure that we are doing everything to prevent homelessness.
The mayor has promised to allocate thousands of additional public housing units and rental vouchers to homeless families. Gibbs says programs to move people back into apartments offer the best opportunity to get the city out of its current crisis. In the meantime, hundreds of homeless parents and their children continue to seek shelter wherever they can, even if it's just space on the floor in a city office building or a cot in an old jail. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, New York.